Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're glad to have you listening. Today's topic is the power of God's Word. We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
The Power of the Word, written and read by Meg Booger. For the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. The search, over and under and around every thought, every circumstance, yet clarity remained elusive, replaying the situation as it was or with alternate endings only kept me tossing and turning in the middle of the night. I didn't want to be rehearsing situations in my mind in that hour. I wanted to be peacefully sleeping. My mind held me captive, and I was letting it. Slowly and obediently, I began to see the scenarios coming and reroute them to the dead end of God's truth. One by one, until every trail led to the power of God's word, and sleep peacefully took over my mind once again. Taking our thoughts captive is impossible on our own accord, or simply not strong enough to fight the battle of our mind by ourselves. God's word has the power to fight the rogue thought trails which keep us up at night. His word is living and active, meaning it meets us in our current circumstance with exactly what we need to win. Sharper than any two-edged sword, it cuts through to the heart of the matter and dissects what is true and what is a lie. Piercing the division of soul and spirit, of joints and marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. There is no place in our minds or this world God's word cannot reach and sort out. The power of the Holy Spirit in every Christ follower allows us the perspective to apply God's word and remember it when we need it. Jesus is the living word of God. He's already defeated death. There is no battle of the mind he cannot win. God's word is powerful. Intersecting faith and life. For the word of God is alive and powerful. It is sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between soul and spirit, between joint and marrow. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires. Hebrews 4:12. There's no need to hide what we're really feeling from God. It may not be appropriate to air out every grievance into the ears around us, but we can always bring the minute details to God. He already sees and knows what's happening. Plus, he knows our hearts and everyone else's completely. His perspective on our situation is perfect. And through his word, he gives us the advice we need. The correct counsel for every situation is at our fingertips. But sadly, most of us choose to go it alone. Every day we have a choice. We can go to God and seek his perfect advice in every situation, or we can grab hold of it and handle it the way our sinful flesh and our enemies and his surrounding army want us to handle it. There's no way to have it both ways. We are either sold out to God or being used as a pawn in the enemy's schemes. God can see all of that too, and desires to keep us from trouble and pain. But will we allow him to? Free will gives us the freedom to choose, to live in the power of the word of God. All we have to do is prayerfully study it. When we're sick, we go to the doctor and we listen to advice. When our bodies are hurt, we undergo therapy and surgery to heal. We follow advice all of the time. Daily, we can find time to read the Bible. God is the author of time. And when we come close to him, he is able to stretch our minutes to meet with him. The creator of the universe wants to talk to us, with us. Even though he can see all and knows all, he wants to hear from us and share it with us. Our innermost thoughts and desires are not sentiments we share with everyone. God already knows. He meets us where we are at with compassionate understanding and powerful wisdom through his word. Each day, let's seek to meet him there for what we need. One day at a time, we will find ourselves closer and closer to him. Additional reading. Psalms chapter 139, verse 23, and Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Life Audio presents Bridges with Monica Schmelter.
That we have an enduring hope that can't be taken away when we are in Christ. And to know that we have that, right? And eternal salvation, because this world can be so busy and so dark that we can forget that,
right?
Because sometimes I get caught in the trappings of what's going on in my life this moment. And while I have to recognize that, that's not it.
Continue listening on lifeaudio.com or wherever you find your podcast.